I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today is Sanctity of Human Life Day in the United States, and churches will commemorate the many lives lost to abortion and commit themselves to protecting life at every stage. But president of Bethany Christian Services, Bill Blackwire, thinks that it should focus on more than abortion.
When God is commanding us to take care of the poor, the orphan, the widow, and the alien, or refugees, if you will, that is the sanctity of human life. And God is saying, yes, I want you to protect the unborn, but in addition, I want you also to care for these very vulnerable children and families who also need your protection.
Bethany offers a refugee resettlement program, foster care, trauma care, and the hope of Christ. And it's a good thing, too, because
in the near future, children and families from Syria will be coming to the United States.
If you think you might be able to help, we'll connect you through missionnews.org. And our last story begins with the idea of work smarter, not harder. That actually is the thrust behind a pilot Bible translation program tested in Asia from Wycliffe Associates. President and CEO Bruce Smith explains.
MAST is an acronym that stands for Mobilized Assistance Supporting Translation.
They've changed the way Bible translation teams will be working.
One group would work on Matthew, another group would work on Luke, another group would work on Mark, and so on, so that the progress through the translation happened faster.
The approach had a startling result.
13 translators drafted and checked half of the New Testament in just 2 weeks.
Not a translator? You can still pray, give, or go. Links are at our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.